What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go!
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged.
Hello.
The bitch is back. Woo! The bitch is back.
Anything that you couldn't share on the show?
Let me have a look. I had an awful lot of bits I felt from the trip in America, and I was like, do you know when things happen? Do you know when you're going about our daily lives and the most mundane, tiny thing happens? I'm like, write it down, class. I can talk about that tomorrow. But then when you're away on holidays, so many things happen like that that you kind of have to boil them down to the top lines when you come back.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's kind of sad. I was laughing. When I was in, one day it was really random. Alex needed to get his hair cut and he was like, will you come with me? He was like, my hairdresser really wants to meet you. And I was like,
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know, how weird. And he was like, she's really cool. Like, she just really wants to meet you. I've told her a lot about you. And I was like, okay. And I was like, what will I do? Like, and he was like, just sit there. So basically, like, I just sat in a chair beside him while he got his hair cut. It was so strange.
That was kind of nice.
Did she talk to you? Was she saying?
Yeah, she was actually really cool, real quirky and funny. And the other hairdresser that was working there was the same. Like, they were real, like, sort of hipstery, but, like, they were just funny girls. But the night...
Is this in Terre Haute?
It was in... it was actually in Indianapolis, aka Indy. Up in Indy.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
But it was the day that Maggie Smith died.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they were like...
Maggie Smith died?
Yeah. And they were talking about it and they were like, she was my favorite dame.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really funny. She was like, I'm really sad because like Maggie was definitely my favorite dame. Like, obviously, Dame Judy, Dame Helen Mirren, you know, awesome.
Dame Helen Mirren.
I think Helen Mirren is a dame.
I'm going to get listed.
Actually, we should check that. But then she was like, Judy was my favorite, or Maggie was my favorite dame. And I was like, oh, that's funny.
I'd love to be a dame.
Dame Helen Mirren.
Is Helen
Mirren? She is Helen Mirren.
Dame Helen Mirren. Oh my God. I didn't even know she was English. Is she the one? Is she the one that's dating Martin King? Martin Short?
No, that's Meryl Streep. Fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Egypt.
Showtime.
Fully Charged with Emma, Damon, Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check. Let's go.
3, 2, go.
Fully Charged with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Good morning.
How are we? What is it, Wednesday? This is great.
Oh, would you look whose voice it is there? Hello.
Oh, welcome back.
Oh, hey guys.
Welcome,
what's up?
Welcome home.
Back from America and I've changed.
You've changed for the worse. You're more annoying. How did that happen?
I don't know. I didn't think it was possible. How are we all?
Not good,
great
lads.
Time.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. So fun. I've loads to tell you about the wedding. After 8.
Okay. After 8, yes. Great. Lads, I got the NCT yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I failed.
I knew you'd fail just by the way you said the first sentence.
A wishbone bush.
What the hell is that?
If I knew, I would have got it fixed before the NCT.
A wishbone to me reminds me of the thing that was in the chicken and then if you were lucky to get it, you'd break it with someone and whoever got the more half got the good luck or whatever.
Do you remember you'd have to like break it with your pinky finger or something? Yeah.
But a wishbone bush.
Wishbone bush,
A bushy wishbone.
I have no idea what it's for and I'm sure someone can explain to me and many people did on my Instagram but I just didn't read it. I was like, anyone know what this is? And then I realised I don't actually care what it is. I just want to know how much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
And how much to fit the thing.
Is it an important part?
Well, obviously because I failed it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it must be. I don't understand.
What's it look like? Did you look it up?
I think it looks like a little circle. It looks like a little cylinder thing.
I hate stupid names for things.
Yes.
Tell me what it does in the name. Yeah. Like,
makes
car go.
Yeah. Maybe you break it off and make a wish. I don't know.
Maybe
I've done that.
Did you find out a price?
No, nothing yet. I have to go to
I couldn't live
the garage
like
today. It's awful, though.
I have to know. But I have to know what I'm talking
about. But it's like, I didn't even think this was a thing. Why are you checking it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. The car moves.
Yeah, the car is driving.
The day
fine.
The car doesn't move, that's when we've a problem.
Yes. I'll go find myself a wishbone.
Exactly. She's back.
Yes, she is.
Hi.
Welcome back, Ash.
Hi. Thanks, guys.
God, you'd swear you were gone for ages. It actually does feel like you've been gone for ages, but you only took Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday off.
Yeah, I leave such a gaping hole on this show when I'm gone.
We actually had a chat with our boss. He said, hey, your show yesterday sounded fantastic.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Just to let you know.
Well done, you guys. What about the other 3 days? Is terrible.
They're awful. So bad. But obviously, now you're back, we've decided that we go through some things that you missed.
Yeah, every time we do this, I think we must get this song to be the jingle. There's a song from the musical Hamilton called What Did I Miss?
Oh, what?
What Did I Miss?
Producer Callum, this seems like a real...
Yeah, I know. Next time.
I've never seen Hamilton.
Okay,
I'm
well,
sorry.
It's playing at the Board Gosh for the next
got
few weeks.
Got cancelled
yesterday. Can't get tickets. Yeah, I know. Somebody was sick. Anyway, moving on.
Do you want to back to the room, maybe?
No, we'll just have a go. You heard of disappointing.
This is very disappointing.
I knew people who had tickets.
Have you gone tonight?
So, Ash, here's what you missed.
Crikey. Things move quick around here, so let's try and get you up to speed.
This is why Nick said we had a great show yesterday.
Okay, Aisling, question one. What do all of these shops have in common?
Woody's.
Clark's petrol station. Charity shops. Secondhand bookstalls.
Nook Grove Shopping Centre.
Oh.
Good call.
That is a great call.
Just because Emma was delivering information. She only ever talks about there.
Yeah, that is true. She does love a bit of Nook Grove.
Nook Grove. Unfortunately not. We did a full bit in the show of the best smelling shops to be in.
Oh, fun.
Would you, agree with those?
Clark's, yes. Woody's.
Clark's petrol station. Charity shops. Secondhand bookstalls.
She was wrong on the charity shops.
Oh, yeah, charity shops. And I don't like smell of petrol. But, like, I do like Clark's.
You don't like the smell of petrol?
The leather. No, I don't.
Oh, it's so nice, I think. Oh. All right.
Okay.
Why were all of these noises made by people on the show while you were gone?
I would have liked that bit. That sounded like a bit of fun.
Yeah? What do you think it was, though?
I don't know. Were you giving away a trip to a haunted house?
See? I feel like... She's not really listened.
I don't think she's listened either. There was a really obvious
there
one.
There was a sneeze.
There was.
Did you do the shortest quiz?
The shortest quiz!
Aww. I missed it!
It was last Friday, hon.
Oh my
last
god.
Last Friday.
I haven't missed the shortest quiz in so long.
There was many impressions. There was a zombie. There was a helicopter.
A lion roar.
A lion roar.
We should just change the shortest quiz to be just impressions.
Yeah.
I think so too, actually. Okay. Not going well for you so far. This song featured on the show quite a bit when you were away. But why?
Is that the new song by Cameron Watson?
That is a fantastic show.
Are we playing that heavily on spin at the
honestly
moment?
Yeah.
No. I had Florence, my little niece, up with me last weekend and I had booked us in to go to a kids' rave in the Bernard Shaw. So we were predicting the playlist. Sadly, she threw her tantrum and didn't go. But yes, we will always wonder for the rest of our lives what kind of tunes are played at a kids' rave.
She threw the tantrum. She didn't want to go. Emma just, it wasn't a punishment that she wasn't allowed to go. Like, Emma didn't just be like, right, we're not going to the rave in the Bernard Shaw.
No. She actually said, I don't want to go.
She's like, I don't want to go. I'm tired after walking around the zoo.
You need to sort her out.
And quite simply, what's going on here?
You are looking good.
You're looking sharp.
But you've come so far.
Oh, you know how to make the most of.
Oh, you are.
Oh, I'm so proud of you guys. Did you interview Tom Grennan while slipping in lyrics to his most amazing Gillette song throughout the interview?
That is exactly what we
yes
did. Ash, that was an unreal game of what did you miss?
She got all of them wrong except the last one.
No, she yeah, got she got the last one. She got 2 out of 4.
I kind of got the shortest quiz eventually.
Oh,
but
fair. Yeah, yeah, we got there.
Oh my God, how was Tom Grennan? Did he reply to the... Did he get it?
No. So basically, just in case you don't know listening, his record label, we kind of got the vibe. He doesn't really like talking about the Gillette song because he actually has his own music, but we just wanted to talk about the Gillette song because we love it.
Yeah.
So we slipped in his lyrics instead. At one point during the interview, he said, can I stop you both there?
Oh, we nearly died.
My heart fell out my bum.
Yeah.
And he just went... I actually played football for a different team first. And
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Oh, we thought we were there. Like, we thought we got it.
And he was kind of like, can I stop you both there? I was like,
ah! That is so funny.
Well, it was great, guys.
And we seemed to get away with it.
Well, welcome back, Ash.
Thanks, yeah, guys. Can't wait to hear all about your second ever wedding and your first ever time as a bridesmaid.
Yeah, sure. We got again on Friday, so don't get too comfortable.
Great.
Here's Bless and Cameron Watson on Spin. Regarding the old cash machine, winning ways continuing. 40 grand went yesterday, even more in the pot for today.
Fantastic.
Those details really soon. Now, though, I want to tell you about Dermo. Being Dermo. Dermot Kennedy, my old love.
How many tattoos of Dermot do you have?
Just the one.
It's not his face, by the way. It's just like...
It's his torso.
Just multiple different body parts of Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah. No, just one that's inspired by his lyrics on my arm.
Yes, very nice.
Listen, I'm not going to say I have regrets, but if I could go back, I might make different decisions.
Okay.
Anyway,
sounds like regret to me.
Dermot Kennedy, he's been teasing new music, but also kind of put an Instagram post up yesterday, or the day before perhaps, but anyway, basically saying something I've never really seen an artist doing. Like, he's a big artist at this stage. Yeah. You know, he's huge. And he's essentially gone on Instagram to say that he has taken back control of his fan data, which previously had been given to labels, promoters, or, quote, everyone but me.
Right.
Okay. Oh. He said, what's up, guys? As I move forward to get closer to new music and new shows, I want to do this in a different way. I've recently taken control of all my fan data, which was previously owned by labels, promoters, blah, 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 which I just said. But now I have it, and this makes it so much easier for me to connect with you guys, to know where to come and play shows, to know what you guys would like in terms of merch, releases, everything. You will feel the difference, I promise. Bit strange, I think, as well, to even put it out there that I have your data.
Yeah
that's really, that sounds really odd.
It doesn't sound like a nice thing.
Doesn't sound very Dermot Kennedy at all.
And it
sounds like he's been hacked.
Makes me feel a bit nervous about, like, what kind of data do all these people have on us? And I was talking to Callum about this morning, because I was like, sure, what data could they have? Like, I follow him on Instagram and I've gone to a few of his gigs.
Yeah.
And I think it's more so if you're on the mailing list, might have your name and address and your phone number in there, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, it's like, if you signed up to the mailing list, did you consent to actual Dermo having the
data? But is he talking about individual data, or is he talking about, like, as a fan base, like, where his most of his fans are?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not talking about, like, oh, Emma Nolan likes this song. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, multiple of his fans are in Wisconsin.
I think it's probably every individual.
Do you think?
I'd say it's individual. Because I'd say when you even look at Spotify, you can get more individual stats. Like, who is this user listening to your music?
It's so strange that he thought to say it, though.
Yeah. I've got thinking of things we could start seeing now, because he said that you will feel this. So I was thinking, typical Dermo fashion, I'd say every second Instagram story will be a sponsored post with countdowns until the next full moon. He's a big fan of the moon, sings about the moon a lot. I was thinking mailing lists with updates on how his dog Tom is.
Oh, I'd like that.
That's nice.
Tom was a recent addition to the crew. He only introduced him in the last few months.
Two things should swap.
Wicklow Animal Rescue, what do you mean?
Like, that should be on his Instagram, the updates about the dog. Fair. And the other thing should be with the email list.
Okay, cool. I was thinking a mailing list with reviews of pub and Rathcoole on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where to go for your stuff.
Promote the local economy.
I think it's inevitable eventually we're going to get a clothing line from Dermot Kennedy. His fashion is pretty cool.
He dresses so well.
He does, yeah.
Hoodies, baggy trousers, all featuring, like, Rathcoole coordinates. He's big into coordinates on clothes.
Oh, is he?
The moon, wolves, the sun, anything like that, I think, would feature heavily on his clothes.
Anyone who wears coordinates, or, like, has coordinates as a tattoo or on the clothes, I just instantly think they're so cool.
Yeah,
me too.
It's so weird.
That's, or if you, so bad.
If you have, like, a so compass cool. anywhere on your clothing, or, like, a tattoo, I'm like, God, they're cool.
That's class. What's that? Yeah. Londis.
In Fairview or something. My favourite local pub. Jedward style emails, but in DK style instead. So instead of the Jepic stuff of, like, Emma, you are so Jepic, that they were doing over COVID, something more like, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes.
Mm.
Oh, yeah,
that's
nice.
Really deep lyrics from Dermot.
I totally forgot about the Jedward COVID
what
stuff.
What a great time. I got one.
So did I. It was great.
Okay, we're moving into the elite stuff now. Random calls, if they have your phone number, to just sing you to sleep.
Oh, yes.
I'd love a little Dermot lullaby. It's so relaxing anyway. Imagine him just a cappella on the phone singing to you. I'd be like...
You'd be like, how did you get my number, Dermot? He's like, the data.
Just picturing that the guy on The Simpsons would be like... Hi, I'm Corey. Here's some things that rhyme with Corey. Story. Corey.
And finally, the most elite use of data he could have, as he may have access to people's addresses, just pop round for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I would hallucinate.
Yeah.
If I was standing there and Dermot Kennedy's at my front door,
I think I'd wake up 3 days later.
Well, he has the data, Emma.
I'd wake up 3 days later in hospital.
It could happen.
It's still, the 2018 fandom is still in me.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Everyone owes me an apology.
Oh, Christ.
And I will tell you for why. Because I went to get my suit sorted for these radio awards that we have on Friday. I went into Collar and Cuff, just out there in near Glasnevin. And they are so cool in there that they were like, yeah, you can totally wear runners with a suit.
Oh. With a black tie
with
suit?
With a black, not even a suit, a tuxedo.
Whoa. Yeah, so basically, over the last few years, anytime I see Dave in a suit, which is pretty much once a year at these awards,
yeah,
he wears a grey suit, even though it's a black tie event.
Hello.
And he wears runners that sometimes he bothers to put through the washing machine before the event. Sometimes they're just as scuffed as they are every other day.
I'm just a rebel. Mm. I'm just crazy.
This must be some hipster ass place you went to.
It's not even that hipster. It's really? Actually really good. But I walked in and I'm like, I've actually never thought that tuxedos and suits could look this cool. Mm. Like they were deadly, bro.
Really?
I'm after getting this tuxedo.
Did you say deadly, bro?
I didn't say deadly,
oh,
bro. I said deadly, but.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, deadly, but there. I'm after getting this suit that has like a floral print all over the tuxedo jacket.
Ooh,
and
what?
As the guy in Collar and Cuff kept saying, it's a real statement piece. And he was like, but also, so are the runners. And he's like, and I don't want to go further, but how about this dicky bone? It was like this velvet big dicky bow. And I was just like, do you know what? Let's make the whole thing a statement piece. I want the whole thing to be like, David's arrived.
Yeah, I was just going to say, David Hammond is here.
I was going to say, I don't know too much about fashion, but usually like statement piece would be the singular, whereas you're wearing three different statement pieces.
I'm not wearing one normal thing by the pants.
I'm a bit concerned.
Even the buttons are kind of like, they're cool buttons. They're not normal buttons on the shirt, yeah.
You have three statement pieces and you have me there to take great photos of you for Instagram, so you are sorted.
Oh, it's going to be great.
By the way,
there was always that conversation for your whole life of if you woke up and you were a guy for one day, what would you do? I wouldn't do anything else but go and get a suit fitted. I would just love to know that feeling when they look after you and get
you. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's so good.
So much more fun.
Measuring
the cuff.
Yeah. Oh, I feel sexy just talking about it.
You know, push down on your shoulders.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And we're celebrating this week the launch of the show that everybody is talking about.
The Penguin. Mm-hmm. I'm actually really excited to start this. You can stream it exclusively with the Now Entertainment membership. New episodes are out every Monday.
It's really giving Pingu a run for its money, isn't it?
Yeah,
that used to be the kind of top tier Penguin show.
Yeah, now this guy's much scarier.
It is,
Penguin.
Yeah. The Penguin, if you don't know, it's a deep dive into the mind and backstory of one of the most iconic Batman villains. We'll follow Colin Farrell's transformation from unassuming crime boss into the Penguin. It's like a follow on from the last Batman movie, apparently.
What's unassuming mean?
Kind of like, just like a.
Like you wouldn't expect him to be a crime boss.
Like a guy that just kind of goes.
Yeah, shrugs. Just kind of gets on with life and doesn't strike you as a big villain.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Hey, a normie kind of guy.
In terms of, because I haven't watched Batman really, is the Penguin is it just that he dresses like a penguin?
Or no, he doesn't even look like a penguin.
No, he doesn't.
It's just, does he wear a black and white suit? Is that maybe why it's called a penguin?
He's terrifying looking.
Oh, right, okay. Well, listen, all this week on the show, we're giving you the chance to win the ultimate Gotham City experience, a 2-night stay for two people to go with the 5-star Gotham Hotel in Manchester. This place looks really cool.
It does.
Flights from Dublin and travel allowance as well. And no one goes home empty handed. Two players coming on, at least a 3-month Now entertainment membership to go.
For all future clients, take notes. Just remember, we're giving away something to everyone here.
That's
even
nice.
To whoever loses.
Rachel's on, as is Darren. We'll chat to you first, Rachel, on your way to work. Where do you work?
I work in Dunshaughlin Care Home. It's a new nursing home.
Oh, fair play.
Oh,
that's
when
unreal.
You first said Dunshaughlin, I thought you said I work in the chocolate.
I wish I did.
Yeah.
I thought you were open Cadbury's or something. I was like, cool.
No, unfortunately,
it's not as exciting. It's not as exciting. I work as an admin.
Have you access to a vending machine, Rachel?
No, I'm getting them in at the minute.
Oh, brilliant. Well, then it'll basically be a chocolate factory.
That's amazing. My job. To get them in.
Oh my god. Well, you're killing it.
Yeah, you are. Fair play.
I know, I'm doing such a good job.
Make sure to get some flapjacks in there. They're a hit in our office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Flapjacks are very good, much a hit with all the carers. Mm, yeah, to be fair. Yeah,
good for brekkie.
Hang on there. We also need to catch up with Darren. Darren, what's going on in your world this morning?
Job not as interesting now, but I mean, compliance, about knowing your customer.
What
like
is
that.
Compliance? Is that just like you're really good at following rules?
Not exactly, I suppose. Just getting like IDs and proofs of address and that kind of stuff.
Oh my god, you know. You're a bouncer.
Also sort of admin-y, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, the admin's going head-to-head on this today.
Okay, guys, so we are exploring the Gotham Hotel, where you'll be staying if you win this end-of-week prize. Okay, we have 10 hotel doors. Behind 9 of them is the penguin,
You don't want the penguin.
You don't want the penguin. Penguin is bad. Penguin's scary. If you find the winning door, though, you'll win that 6 months Now Entertainment membership. Plus, you'll go into that draw on Friday to win the trip to Manchester.
Manchester. All right, line one, we're going to go to Rachel first. Rachel, start picking a door between 1 and 10.
7.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Damn it. Oh, that's the old penguin.
Scary penguin.
Yeah,
all right,
let's
Darren, your shot.
To you, Darren.
Go with door 2, please.
Door 2. Not that I'm complaining.
But I do like that he went for 2. I feel like 2 is a bit of a rogue choice.
It is.
For your first guess.
It's early doors.
Hey! Oh, she's back. She's back. The break did her well.
All right, Rachel,
over to you.
3.
I'll be running the whole damn trade.
Damn penguin is everywhere.
He's got a line for every door. Back to you, Darren.
I go with 9, please.
9.
Another rogue choice.
Yeah.
That should be the American dream right there. You know, beautiful story with a happy ending.
I always love this, like in games of pure chance. You're like, why did you pick that?
Yeah. I like the rogue choice of 9. Rachel, you go with a rogue choice now.
5.
Okay.
Yeah, straight down the middle.
I'm working on it.
Oh, lad.
Wasn't rogue enough. Wasn't rogue enough.
Darren, your go.
Number 7, please.
Oh, 7 is gone.
Oh, sorry.
You have 1, 4, 6, 8, and 10.
1, please.
Number 1.
Look at this.
Ah, here.
Whoa, this is going
to
go on.
For heck's sake, we did this yesterday and it went on for ages. Rachel, over to you for the win. Come on, you could do it.
4, 6, or 8?
8.
Or 10?
8.
And I'm here now.
Oh, lad.
No.
We're calling the shots.
He's second everywhere.
Lads,
Darren.
This is insane.
4.
4.
That should be the American dream right there.
There is no, 2 left.
With a happy ending.
Same as yesterday, a 50-50 chance.
50-50 chance, Rachel. For the win, what are you going with? 6 or 10?
6.
6.
And I'm here now.
No!
Oh my God!
Christ. Right, Darren, you've got to give us that number.
10 it is.
10 it is. Oh my God.
For a moment there, I thought that the producer Callum forget to include one of them that was the winner, for Christ's sake.
To the bitter end, Darren, you were in that draw for that amazing trip to Manchester. You've won yourself a 6 month Now Entertainment membership. But you don't go home empty handed, Rachel. You've won a 3 month Now Entertainment membership too.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much.
See you later, Rachel. Have a great day. Congrats, Darren.
Thanks very much.
Best of luck in that draw.
Bye.
See you later. Have a great day.
Later. Bye bye. Did we just give away the whole movie by playing all the clips?
Yeah, that was everything.
Another chance for you to win tomorrow on the show. We'll do that instead at 9:30.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
There it is, Jade and Angel of My Dreams on Spin. Her new single, it's been announced, it'll be out on the 18th of this month, so not too long.
I hope it's as mental as that one.
Me
well,
too.
Do you know what? That one is called Angel of My Dreams. The follow-up, this one, is called Fantasy. So God only knows if she's getting into a fantastical space.
Yeah.
God help us all.
There needs to be several different vibes within the 1 3-minute track.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll be so disappointed.
Yeah, and about 3 different key changes and things like that. That's what we need.
That song, I know you said this, but it's very hard to get used to because it's so mental.
Every time, it's just so jarring. Like, no matter how many times I've listened to it, every time it goes boom, boom,
boom.
That's
why I don't get sick of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, there we go again. New song.
It keeps you on your toes. It's like a workout class. It's like a spin class.
I've never done anything like it before in my life.
It's a journey.
He's right.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, full house here. Hope all is good with you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen. I'm off to Spain on Saturday, and
I know.
I'm sorry.
Banter.
Sorry.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I can't wait. Very excited.
Banter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that'd be good. Banter.
Music down.
Sorry.
Explain.
Oh my God, banter. Yeah, that'd be great banter for her. That's not weird. The Archbishop of Banterbury. Would you like me to say that instead?
I like the Archbishop of Banterbury. It's a really good, fun Instagram
account. All aboard the banter bus.
What's wrong, Dave? I don't see a problem with that.
I'm so confused. I feel like you're winding me up.
In earnest.
Oh, I'm going to Spain. Oh, banter.
I have a unique way of speaking.
I've a unique range of vocabulary.
Sorry. Emma, you're going to Spain.
I am. Yeah.
Please continue.
And I'm very pale. And this whole story seems so redundant now, to be honest.
that, sorry.
It's okay. But essentially, I need fake tan because I am running out. And I realised this late last night. And I thought, delivery. Today is Wednesday. Will it come by Friday? Maybe not. I realised the unique perk of having a best friend who owns a tanning company.
Oh, fantastic.
I am meeting her for dinner tonight. I said, hey, I just texted her 10 minutes ago. Hey, if I order tan off your website right now, could you bring it later and hand deliver it to me? I haven't got a reply, but I assume that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
So I just cancel out my delivery charge.
It's perfect. It's like the other day when I had to go to the Chinese and ordered a Chinese in the Chinese because, on Just Eat because yeah. They only took cash and I didn't have any cash.
That's such a normal thing to do.
So I had to order it on Just Eat.
In the Chinese.
In the Chinese.
Oh, that's funny. I thought you meant like went into the counter and ordered your food.
I did, and they were like, we don't take cash. You'll have to order it on Just Eat if you want to pay by card.
That's funny. I once had a voucher for a place and then they were like, yeah, your voucher's only available online. So I was in the shop, had to buy the thing online in their shop and then they just handed it.
So weird. It's so weird.
It's banter. That's what
it's
that is.
It's banter. Who wants to hear about an American wedding?
Please. I actually do because I only ever see them in the movies.
You know what? There's so many things to tell you about. It was actually mad.
Was it a church wedding?
So very different to an Irish wedding. No, it wasn't in a church.
I wouldn't have went then.
So I was away from the show last few days. I went over to Terre Haute, Indiana, and I was over with my boyfriend's family. He's American, and his sister Gabby was getting married, and I was a bridesmaid. Yes. We were celebrating the wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Vrabic.
Vrabic?
They have funny surnames over in America.
Wow.
And I'm not even going to say that I was the guest of honour, but I was...
Sorry, what?
Quite the novelty at this wedding, okay?
The guest of honour?
No, but I wasn't the guest of honour, but I was close.
As the Irish person.
Because every other person was American and very American at that. And I was the only non-American there by a country mile. And they were very bemused. I was quite quickly identified as kind of the odd one out because they did like a greeting to the people who had come farthest away for the wedding. So there was like people from Florida, people from New York. And then they said, but of course, nobody came as far as Alex and Aisling all the way from Ireland. And you could see everyone in the big hall kind of like lifting up off their seats. And
stop.
to catch a glimpse of the Irish girl.
Aren't we so lucky that they love us so much?
Honestly.
Yeah,
honestly,
it was
great.
So funny. At one point in the night, I was chatting to Alex and his cousins, and Alex told me after that there was a woman beside me, and she was just smiling. She was just smiling, listening to me speak.
Stop.
Wow. Yeah, and I felt like not really the people that I already know.
Sure, we do that every morning.
Is it great? But like, say strangers I would chat to in the bathroom or like moving to and fro different bits. They just sort of had a whimsical look when I would speak. Just like a...
Just wondering if you're going to turn into a leprechaun any second.
I would milk that so much. Who are you? What's the crack?
Yeah.
People kept coming up to us when they were leaving. Like, it was like, say goodbye to the bride and groom, say goodbye to Alex and Aisling. And they'd be like, so when are you heading back? And we'll safe journey. Thanks for coming all this way. Safe journey. I'd be like to Alex, who are they? He's like, I don't know. They're not on our side.
That's so
They're
funny.
Just like, we just got to say, send our regards to the Irish. But the funniest...
So cute, though. It's lovely.
It was so nice.
I hope it lasts forever, though.
Did you get many, I'm actually Irish, too?
I actually didn't.
Okay, cool.
No, which was interesting. But I did get a funny, stereotypical Irish question. So, as I said, I was a bridesmaid. So I had, like, a corresponding groomsman, as you do, that you walk up the aisle with. His name was BT, Brandon Taylor. Okay. But he went by BT. Wow. BT was a bit of a character.
Okay.
So BT and I arranged that they do this thing where you come in for the reception, so before the dinner, where they play this song and all the like bridesmaid couples come in before the bride and groom and they do a little dance.
Oh god, it's Chris Brown, isn't it? It's like Don't Wake Me Up or whatever it is.
No,
forever.
The music was as in like the
love hate thing.
Yeah,
remember?
The music was a song called Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Oh Christ, that's so weird.
And we decided to come in doing a little Irish jig, okay? No. So that was afterwards and that went fine. But when I was going up the aisle with Brandon, I got his arm and he's immediately like, so how are we going to do this Irish jig? You're going to have to teach me how to do this Irish jig. And we're like, we chat about that a little bit coming up the aisle and we ran the corner to like walk up to the bride and groom and my boyfriend's aunt and uncle were sitting in the back row and they just overheard one question that he asked, which was just so funny. We have about 4 seconds left on the aisle and he just goes, so it was an Irish goodbye like a real thing. Like such a stereotype. Yeah. But like honestly, it was so different to an Irish wedding. I have a few things that I think we could take a bit of advice from them in how they do their weddings.
To enhance them?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
I think we have a thing or two we can learn from an American wedding, so I'll share those with you next.
Class.
Okay.
I was just telling you there that I was at an American wedding over the weekend. My boyfriend Alex's sister was getting married and I was the bridesmaid. And I have five takeaways from this wedding that I think we could consider for Irish weddings of the future.
Okay? Exciting.
So it's very different. I think every Irish wedding should have an American wedding planner. Because the wedding planner at this wedding, whose name was Jeanette, was incredibly motivating. She sat us all down, told us the story of her and her marriage, a 40-year marriage to the love of her life. And she said at the end of the day, folks, these guys are going to be married tomorrow. So let's have ourselves a wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's have ourselves a wedding.
She's
so
probably
American.
Triple divorce. Great.
I was like, woo!
That's going alone.
Triple divorce. Complete liar, yeah.
Why was the wedding planner talking?
It was like at the rehearsal the day before, okay. Whatever.
But let's have ourselves a wedding.
Yeah, she was great. Secondly, efficient timings.
Yeah.
This wedding was bish, bash, bosh, okay? Ceremony started at 4:40. I'd say it was over by 5. Just the headlines. Do you take this man? I do. Here are the rings. Alex do a poem. I pronounce you man and wife.
Get out.
Job
here.
Done.
Class.
Fantastic.
Also, can I add, that's from an Irish point of view, that'd be considered quite late in the day for a wedding, and that's nice.
Exactly.
You can just start getting ready at 2:30, 3:00 rather than this
unreal.
First thing in the morning.
The ceremony was also in the same room as
Lovely.
The dinner.
Job done.
Oh.
Job done.
So you just stayed there.
Literally, out you go, few nibbles.
Yeah.
By 5:30, we're sitting down having dinner.
Not like some random girl there demanding on getting married at Ashford Castle.
Exactly.
And then having to traipse back to Dublin.
And all
for
drive.
An afters.
Exactly. Exactly. The whole thing was wrapped up by 11 o'clock. Home to bed, job done.
By 11?
This is all American weddings. They're all done so early.
Stop.
Yeah.
Were you not like?
By 11 o'clock, I was wrecked.
We'd be still up at 11 in the morning. In the residence bar.
Were you not waiting for Rock the Boat?
Still lied. Off to bed. Happy days.
Oh, I've never heard of that before.
It was mad,
Was there a day two?
No.
What?
Wow.
They're not the same as here. We've gone mad here with the weddings.
Interesting.
I still love them.
But yeah, very, very different. Okay, another thing.
No tato sandwiches at 2 a.m.
No.
Insane.
Ah, no, that doesn't sound any good to me.
Ah, no, it was lovely. Sorry, right. just a suggestion, okay, for what you might want to do. Dinner, right? Dinner was a pasta buffet.
Oh.
Happy days. Lovely jubbly. Salad bar. Load up. Two different types of pasta. Creamy sauce. Tomato sauce. Loads of bread. Happy days.
Unreal.
Fish, bash, bosh.
No fish or chicken.
Dinner done in 40 minutes.
Class.
Wow.
Amazing.
Dessert?
Okay. Dessert was kind of like a sprinkle of things like on a table.
Pick
up
what you want.
Go get it. I think I had a cookie brownie.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
A cookie and a brownie in one.
A cookie and a brownie.
Yes, please.
The next thing that I think we should take from American weddings is the shoes off policy, okay? I got to give it to these American women. They know when the shoes come off and they all do it collectively. As soon as the ceremony was over, every woman was wearing runners.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Was there dancing and stuff like that?
In Ireland, I feel like it's survival of the fittest. It's like, I'm still in my heels and it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And my feet are crusty and bleeding, but I don't care. I'm staying in my heels.
Oh.
Whereas there, they were all in their flip-flops and their runners. As soon as the bloody dinner was served.
That's unreal. That's
brilliant.
That's what you need.
No shame in it at all. And then finally, the dancing. The Americans love a themed dance.
Mm-hmm.
So we obviously do the first dance with the bride and groom. And after that, everybody just kind of goes mad. In the American weddings, there's the bride and groom. Then there's the father-daughter dance.
Really?
Yeah, the father of the bride and the bride.
Then, I'd like that.
Yeah, then there's the kind of in-laws dance. Groom dances with the mother-in-law, bride dances with the father-in-law.
Wow.
That was kind of fun. And then there was a great dance where they brought all the married couples onto the dance floor and by degrees they were eliminated based on how many years they've been married.
Wow.
If you've been married for 1 year or less, you may leave the dance floor.
That's gas.
If you've been married for 25 years or less, please leave the dance floor.
But then if I was single in the corner, I'd be crying.
Yeah.
Horrible.
No, but it was great because at the end then there was three couples who were over 40 years married and you're like, who's going to do it? I'm betting on them. Come on, Frank, and whatever. It was gas. And then also, speaking of themed dances, they bloody love all those like dances with routines. You had a few new ones. The Cupid Shuffle was one I never heard of. They had one called The Wobble.
And did they all know it?
Yeah, they all knew it. Cotton Eye Joe came out.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you just can't escape it no matter where in the world you are.
That was brilliant. And the Cha-Cha Slide, right? This was the biggest cultural shock to me of all. There I was doing the Cha-Cha Slide.
Yeah.
I know the Cha-Cha Slide. I could do it in my sleep.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the moves are in the lyrics.
So you think. until we get to reverse. Yeah. You know that bit?
Yeah.
What would you do for that?
I'd go back.
You'd turn around, no?
I would go backwards. Reverse. I was bashing into everybody. I was like, what the hell's going on here? I was crashing into people. And then I realised, for the reverse, they turn backwards and forwards. They just do a jump. Jump back, jump forward on the spot.
Oh. But that would say reverse, go forward.
Makes no sense. So that I wouldn't bring to the American weddings. Keep the Irish reverse, or the Irish weddings.
Yeah.
But everything else was pretty great.
Well, it sounds like it could be a huge issue here with health and safety.
Yeah. That was all great.
It was all going well until the cha-cha slide.
The cha-cha slide. That really killed it.
That really is quite scary. Yeah, did you just feel like a big Muppet then?
I did, yeah. I looked like a flute. Yeah.
Oh, the typical Irish girl.
She got the reverse wrong.
Probably after one too many.
Yeah.
We could learn a thing or two about weddings from the Americans. Different ways of doing things.
Yeah, well, Linda's after texting. She said, Ashing, you're just going to the wrong weddings. We had themed dances and dance-offs and everything now, in saying that I'm married 18 years, so maybe brides have just gone boring since I got married.
Interesting.
That's from Linda.
Let's bring back themed dances.
Sounds
then.
Like a great wedding.
And really Laura, does. Laura's just not loving this at all. She said, American weddings are so boring. Yawn emoji. 3 day the only way. Crisp Sambo's at 2 a.m.
I can't believe you went to bed at 11. Like, that's insane. Maybe they just kept going. Maybe they didn't like you. They were like, yeah, you go off to bed. It's done now.
Yeah, it turns out it was actually just happening in another room.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, Dave and Aisling, another time where I am oversharing.
Oh no.
Yay.
That is what we do.
I love an overshare from Emma. Because it's a real overshare.
Constantly, like, just forgetting about the fact that, you know, lots of people are listening. So, essentially, today I have a booking for something that I've never had before. And I honestly lost a bit of sleep over it last night with nerves, Googling reviews of kind of pain, figuring out what my pain threshold might be.
Okay.
Essentially, I'm going to Spain on Saturday and I have never had a bikini wax.
Oh.
Have you not? Right.
No, just shave. Like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Never.
Why, have you had one?
Loads.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm absolutely terrified about this experience. I've had my legs waxed and all that, but no, I just wouldn't really.
Sure, I've had that done.
I just can't. What?
You're in for it now, Emma?
You've
had the legs. That's like saying I ripped off a plaster once.
Oh my God, you're a bitch.
It's next
Why would
level.
You say that to her?
Okay.
Hi, sorry.
Great.
Evil
thanks
laugh.
For that. Great. Thanks for that. So the pain is one thing. The other side of things is, as you know, like, I tend to like make friends with anyone. Like, for example, I'd be getting my hair done and know everything about the hairdresser's lives. Yeah. I'd be chatting away to the person in the nail salon. Yeah. The doctor.
You'd walk into Centra and invite the person to your wedding.
Like. Yeah. Honestly, that's kind of the way I am. So naturally, this is a much more intimate experience. I've looked up the position you need to be in for a bikini wax.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd say I'll be saying prayers in my head.
Exposed to be one word I'd use to describe it.
God almighty.
It's so intense. Like, I'd say it's
mad.
Insane.
It's mad.
It's and real. Like, you're real just. Here I am.
Here I am, Lord.
Yeah.
I have heard.
Oh, God.
I also Googled the time. You think, like, I was in my head, I was like, it's surely just in an out job done. No, I think like it takes a while.
They go around the block twice.
Oh!
I'll tell you that. The second time is nowhere near as bad as the first.
Okay, so you're looking at about 25 minutes to half an hour for this.
You'd certainly be washing your t-shirt afterwards because you'd be sweating.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Okay, but listen, this is my main thing. Back to like making friends with people. I've been trying to think. I've overthought this so much that I'm like, what do I talk to her about? Do you know what I mean? Because I want to be able to have a conversation about the usual stuff.
Hmm.
But I'm trying to think what's suitable in that very vulnerable position. So I'd like your voice notes this morning on any suitable conversation starters you think I should ask the poor person who has to deal with me later today. 087 711 1038. Suitable conversation starters mid-bikini wax, please.
What position is it again?
Oh,
I know this was a question on the girly quiz, but yeah. I can't remember.
So you basically lie with your heels together and your knees out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I totally know your worry about the conversation. It is a little bit ox.
It's a bit more different to just getting your nails done and going, any crack for the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
No way. Oh, he sounds like an awful yoke that
Get
away from him, girl.
Everything feels a bit wrong.
Everything about it.
I think I'd probably prefer they like just listen to music. Just be like, all right, and then just did their job.
Here's a few tunes.
Yeah.
No, I'll need to talk to make it feel less awkward to see.
So and it is a good way of taking your mind off the pain as well.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
She's just seizing up here.
087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please. Suitable conversation starters. Mid-bikini wax. Honestly, I'm going to be so nervous. I promise you I'll probably do whatever you tell me to say here.
Yeah.
Recharged. I was telling you a few minutes ago, typical standard. Oh yeah, sharing probably too much. But I genuinely am intrigued. If you are someone who gets regular bikini waxes, what the hell do you talk to your bikini waxer about? I'm getting my first ever bikini wax today. I am suitably terrified. I did lose a bit of sleep over this last night. I.e. I went, I just have to Google how long it takes. I just wonder how long I'll be there for. Just remind me of that position again. How exposed are you?
Oh, no, Emma.
I'm a bit of a chatter, and anytime I kind of have an opportunity to chat with anyone, I totally will. And I just can't think of anything suitable to say to someone in the middle of a bikini wax. I'm just hoping I'm not screaming and shouting, to be honest with you. And yeah, Dee was in touch with some suggestions. Conversation starters in this very unique situation.
Good morning. I would probably ask her about laser hair removal. And then she can just tell you everything that she knows.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Very good. That's actually a good show.
I don't know if the waxers would be too happy with that now. Is that not threatening their business model?
Well, maybe she could talk about how bad it is.
Also in Ms. Nicole.
I worked as a beautician for nearly 20 years and I did waxing day in, day out, from a little bit off to an all off, and any conversation goes. If you have a good therapist, it's not going to feel awkward whatsoever. She'll make you feel as comfortable as possible, because to us, it's the absolutely normal. One is the same as the next. But just go in, try, relax, and just talk about anything.
Aww,
that's good.
Nicole.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, it did actually. I wish Nicole could do it.
Yeah. Waxers are people too, Emma.
This person has got in touch as well.
I just googled what conversations are appropriate to have when you're having a bikini wax, and it says talk about their pets.
Aww. That's a good idea.
Thank you for googling that for me.
we could have done that. We should have done that.
Yeah.
Donna was on. She said just chat about your holiday, keep it chill.
Right, okay,
not bad.
Yeah,
not a bad idea.
That's nice.
Yeah, I hope to go to the beach.
Don suggested saying any crack. Well, you can do that for the second half.
Wow.
What do you mean the second half?
Oh, just enjoy it, Emma. I won't even go
45
there.
Minutes a half.
Wow.
I think normally when I get a bikini wax, I spend a lot of time talking about like other people who've been worse than me. I'm kind of usually like, am I bad? Am I like pretty good, like in terms of my pain threshold, do you think? Or like, are some people like going mad?
Of course Ash turns it into a competition.
Of course she does, yeah. Compared to the other women that you deal with, am I better or worse when it comes to pain?
Yeah, and they'll never tell you you're the worst, so it always makes you feel better.
Okay. So like, you got a Now Entertainment membership? Are you watching anything at the moment? Oh, you got the Now Cinema membership. Okay,
nice. Cool.
Yeah, I don't really like movies myself.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'm particularly stressed about the conversation starters to have while getting waxed, as I do tend to be a bit of a chatter when I meet people. And I can't think of anything suitable when I'm going to be feeling, I presume, very vulnerable and very exposed.
I love how this is what you're worried about, not the paint.
But like, also the paint. Like, I got waxed live on this show. I want to bring you back to our worst ever show and I got waxed live.
Yeah.
It was fine. Like, it is a bit sore, but like,
it's fine. Bikini, man. It's a different beast.
That's just a bit of hair coming out of your skin. It's fine.
I don't know. I'm so scared. Noel is standing by. Noel, what do you suggest here?
I'm suggesting Dave had to do it. I think you should do it live.
You're dead right, Noel.
Noel, I'm going to actually hang up on you before producer Callum has any ideas.
Oh my God.
I don't think the radios could take the decibels. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks and bye, sir. Thanks and bye.
See you later.
Bye. Bye bye. Tamara was also in touch.
Oh, Emma, dear Emma, the pain is so bad that you won't be even thinking about what you're going to be chatting about. Oh. Just telling you from my experience last night.
Oh my God, don't make her more nervous.
Guys, I just feel like people need to know how bad it is, because us survivors kind of deserve the credit.
But you say you've got it done loads of times.
I have, but every time I pop an El Panadol beforehand, I nearly bring an ice pack if I were you, Emma. The first time is the worst.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, Emma, there'd be blood and guts coming out of you. Oh, it's horrendous. It's Halloween type stuff. Are you sure you want to do this?
You're the worst person I've ever met.
I'm genuinely terrified. All right, update in tomorrow's show after 9 a.m. because we'll make sure the kids are in school. Yeah,
yeah, the watershed, yeah. The 9 a.m. watershed.
Just in case it gets too gory. After 9 o'clock tomorrow, an update.
Don't forget to get some audio, you know, for the show.
Get up, good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
Three, two, one.
Morning, how are you?
What's
morning,
going on?
We're all munching away here because I brought the gang in some sweets from the American wedding I was at last week. They had these little wedding favours and it was two big boxes and they were little pre-packed packets of sweets.
I love
his favourite and her favourite.
Yeah, so like basically it's like what his favourite sweets are and that's his bag.
Yeah, and
what her favourite sweets are.
So we've Gabby and Luke.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you rate? What's in Gabby's?
I need to have a look through Gabby's.
Gabby's is weird because I don't recognise a single thing in Gabby's.
Gabby was getting a fair bit of hate for hers.
Was she?
People weren't loving her choice.
Cowtails, original caramel, don't know what that is. A little kind of strawberry toffee, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
And a packet of gummy bears.
Gummy bears. So she's more of a, she's got a sweet tooth when it comes to more jelly.
She's a jelly yeah. kind of girl. That wouldn't be me.
He's more, I don't mind an old jelly.
I like jellies, to be fair, but I'm really vibing with Luke's.
Yeah. Luke is all about the peanuts.
Yeah. Snickers and peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, Luke was all about, Luke's a man of simple pleasures. Yeah. Peanuts for Luke will do.
Right, that's gas. I love the thought of that being like a little wedding favour. Like I was at a wedding a couple of years ago and at like 2 a.m. or something, they brought out the potato sandwiches.
You have to do it.
I just love a little wedding. I love a wedding. I do love a wedding, but I do love a little wedding favor. I just think they're quite personable. Or they're just quite nice, and it's always a welcome treat.
Do you know what? I couldn't be arsed. You have enough to be doing. Thinking a wedding favor.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of effort.
But like, do you know when you go into a wedding, like bathroom or something, and they have the flip flops for the girls, or they have, you know what I mean, like aftershave for the lads, or the chewing gum and things.
The little touches.
It's the little touches that they mean a lot to me.
They go a long way, don't they?
That's why you got good enough money in your cart. Fair play to you.
Okay, time to get business on the show.
Ooh.
Can we just get that clipboard in, please?
Yes, suits on.
Yeah, perfect.
Sheets of paper.
At the ready. Yeah, no, that little flip chart there is very handy.
Pens uncapped.
Can we get the deck up? Hey, people,
welcome
say the deck.
To the beginning of Q4 2024. Quarterly on the show, like every other business and not radio show, we tend to set ourselves goals for the next 3 months and we revisit our progress from the last quarter. Sometimes we don't remember the goals that we set for ourselves.
I can tell you
right now, I have no idea what my cues were or for my goals were for Q3.
And in that way, we are just like any other business.
Exactly. Absolutely. So if this is happening in your office at this time of year, we pray for you.
Imagine at every Q meeting that each business has, like, so did we actually complete our goals from last month? Class!
Oh, no. That's unreal. Oh. Actually, getting a high five for remembering your goals for the last month. So in order to see how we got on, our goals for the last Q were in July. Can we just roll back a few pages on the flip chart there,
back
please?
Back to Q2. Two, please.
This was one of my goals at that time, and I don't know what it is. Number one, survive 3 days camping at a music festival.
Oh, EP?
Smashed it.
Done.
She
perfect.
Did it.
Back at the net. Did
go.
3 nights.
Keep
okay,
going.
Number two.
We're off to a good start.
Number two, learn how to speak with braces.
You don't have braces.
Significantly
really.
Improved. I have learned how to speak properly with Invisalign in. Hello, producer Callum.
Did you not forget your Invisalign for work one day?
Yesterday, yes. My dentist listens to this. Do not be telling people I forgot
that's
my
Invisalign. That's a big no-no.
Emma forgot her Invisalign. She hates it. She doesn't want this.
That's not what I said.
She said,
I hate these blooming retainers.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. She said, I hate my dentist.
She said, I'm going to pull my teeth out.
I don't remember you saying any of this.
No, I didn't. I learned how to speak with them, though. Remember at the beginning I was a spitty mess?
Yeah, you were.
Big improvement there.
All you needed was that bar taken out from the top of your teeth.
Okay, cue.
You are really killing your cues. Your goals.
You are.
I actually don't know what this is. I now need to properly learn how to change a tyre. Oh, dear. We fell at the final.
Oh,
no dice.
I remember that time, I had a lot of tyre issues and I said I need to be a big girl, but I still haven't. So
and you still you had more tyre issues deep into Q3.
Yes, I did.
On the way to Electric Picnic, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Just jack up the car, take off the things, take off the wheel, put the new one on, put the bolts back on, lower down the car. You now know how to change a tyre.
Well, then, just about the skin of my teeth, I think I'm in there.
But I do have to say, Emma completed the grandest task of all in the previous quarter, where she got a boyfriend.
Ooh. Yeah, that wasn't even a cue.
So that's a mega.
You did
that's
more.
A mega goal.
You did
that's
more than enough.
Thank you very much. And it's nice that you bring up some stuff from further in the past. It's good to have that recognition from my senior. Thank
right,
you
what
much.
Have I got?
Dave, this was your first goal.
I would like to start cooking meals at least twice a week. I've been relying too much on microwave dinners, specifically the Fit Foods. Oh, interesting. And I've changed as well. I'm on to Pure Power Nutrition now.
I was going to say.
Because I'm a sellout. And they sent me stuff. And I have not cooked a single thing in, I'd say, about 3 years.
Oh. Okay, in fact, you've gotten worse.
Okay. I have gotten worse, cool. Yeah. So I'm happy with that. We move on to goal two. I'm looking for someone with photography skills to take high quality pictures of me. I need to find someone like this. The reason being, a good profile picture on Tinder, Hinge or Bumble can do really, really well for my mental health. Well, I recently deleted the dating apps.
Why is that now? Wait.
Just felt like I didn't really need them
this
anymore.
This is taking a turn.
Why?
So obviously I had really good photos taken of me.
You did. We did do a photo shoot.
Because it worked. Stay tuned is all I'll say.
Wow, so that's a big tick on goal two.
Wow.
And goal number three.
Who cares after that revelation?
As you may know, I've managed to collect quite a few free pens over the last quarter. I find these little perks enjoyable and would love to see this trend continue. We're just getting free stuff.
That was a crap goal.
That was a really crap goal.
Yeah, you definitely...
I'm kind of listening to that going, what a twat.
Get more free pens.
Yeah, I didn't get more free pens, but I actually didn't get much free things at all.
So you failed.
So I failed on that one. So for Q4, please send me free stuff.
Okay.
Just like pens and things like that.
Just before you get into your quarter three goals, Aisling, you have to wake up very early to get past the listeners of this show. Hello to Mark, who said quarter four starts today. That was yesterday. Yes, we said that we were going to do them today, so you were here.
Oh, yeah,
Emma did say that quarter four started today, but no, it didn't start yesterday.
Sometimes I'm silly.
Look,
I'm sorry, Mark.
Businesses be busy, and we didn't have time yesterday, so we're getting to it now. All right. Q3, what was goal number one for me? I'd like to optimise logistics on the night of the 18th of August, maximising sleep and ensuring timely arrival at work following the collaborative singing process of Padam Padam.
What?
I mean, I didn't stay there. That was the last night of Electric Picnic. Yeah. I was saying I was going to, I think, maybe stay there and come to work the next morning. But I did stay. I collaboratively
and you heard
sang
Padam Padam.
Padam Padam and I made it into work the next morning, so I'm going to give that a tick.
But you could barely speak.
Yeah, whether I was any good on the show that day
wasn't part of the cue, so we're good.
Exactly. All right, goal two. Facilitate a cross-cultural immersion program when attending an American wedding in September. Promote learning by teaching Irish phrases to the Americans, such as Pogue Mahone.
Very good.
And organising a small ceilidh to the song Country Roads, Take Me Home.
Brilliant. Oh. Okay, cool.
I was a bit specific there.
You were a bit specific.
I didn't like that.
That hurts because it's literally, you're back today.
I'm back today. I told you all about the wedding.
Yeah,
there
you can't
no
even
ceilidh.
Fake that.
No, I actually failed royally at that. And note to self, be more vague.
Yeah, always vagueness.
Always be more vague.
And your last one?
Promote retention of holiday tan by maximising exposure to natural light, thus maintaining a healthy appearance and sexy glow.
Ooh.
Well, you be the judge of that if I have sexy glow, folks.
Sexy AF.
You know what? I didn't wear tan at the wedding at the weekend and I didn't feel too pasty.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm going to give
you
that
a
tick.
Lovely glow, my girl. Okay, guys, back to the foolscap pad, please.
Yes, Q4 goals are on the way.
Q4 goals, need to get thinking. Aisling, don't be too vague like Dave. Dave, don't be asking for free stuff. Okay? Let's get serious here, guys. And it's time to get quite serious on the show this morning because we are here. God damn. I was on a bit of a Kendrick roll there and then I lost it. We are looking ahead to Q4 of 2024. And like many businesses around, this is the talk at the moment. We realised the start of Q4 was yesterday, but Aisling wasn't in attendance, so we couldn't proceed without her presence.
Yeah, we had to put a pin in it.
I can't believe I missed the first day of the new Q. That's
okay.
Unlike
me. I know. We've circled back.
Mm. We've circled back.
It has like put the business in detriment to be a day behind, but we need to get on this right
now. For sure,
Let's make sure
profits will be down.
Keep this concise, guys.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Okay, will I set mine?
Yeah, please.
Number one, for the next 3 months, for the last Q of the year, I will strive to avoid dropping the F-bomb or curse in any way at the lady that will give me my first bikini wax.
Oh, very good.
Okay. I'll try to keep all the curse words to myself. If I can do it in the radio for 3 hours a morning,
I can do it in that set.
That's going to be actioned soon because this wax is today.
Happening today. So I think it'll be quite an accurate reading of exactly 3 months.
It'll be fresh in your head.
It'll be interesting at the end of the next cue. I also hope to
inspire and strategize to ensure I successfully attend the kids' rave at the Bernard Shaw with my niece Florence before Christmas.
Okay.
Because if you were listening to the show last week, you'll know I bought the tickets. She decided she didn't want to go. And if anyone was disappointed in all of that, it was me.
Yes.
I really was curious to see all things kids rave. And I hope to attend that in the next few.
And producer actually, Callum, because you were meant to do it on the show on Monday.
I know. Yeah.
Damn Florence.
My third goal for the final cue is to develop at least an extra inch on my bum. Mm. From boxing and more squatting, mountain climbers and glute bridges. I'm trying and I'm seeing nothing.
I thought you were going to get a BBL.
No.
That is an option.
To do it. No.
Listen, if we get to sort of the end of December and the inch is not there, I suggest a BBL. It's all about getting the goals across the line.
I could ask it from Santa for Christmas. Yeah.
There you go.
So this time next queue, you'll be like an inch higher. Inch taller while sitting on that floor or sitting on that chair. Seat.
Yeah, no, that won't be happening. Anyway, thank you very much, guys. Over to you.
Over to my That's Q4 I goals. I would like to secure and integrate 3 additional high-quality hoodies into my personal apparel collection that align with long-term style preferences and maintaining satisfaction for a duration exceeding 2 weeks. Because as soon as I buy a hoodie, I hate it after like 3 wears. Goal number 2. I would like to achieve consistent support for United by witnessing a minimum of 3 consecutive victories, enhancing my overall fan experience and team morale. Okay. That one is not really up to me.
Yeah, it's out of your hands.
So I'm really going to need them to, you know, really pull the finger out.
Wow.
And goal number 3, maintain a sustainable wellness routine reflected by achieving being in the green on my Whoop app for at least 2 consecutive days. I'm not asking for a miracle here. I just want to be in the green for 2 days in a row.
What does that mean? You've slept well or something?
Yeah, I basically means I didn't go out the night before.
Okay, just twice.
Demonstrating commitment to health optimization and recovery management.
Very nice.
I'd like to be in the green, please.
Very good.
Best of luck with that. Okay. My Q4 goal 1. Navigate the complicated circumstance of being on holidays on Halloween. An action plan to deliver costume excellence to meet high expectations.
I forgot you're on holidays for Halloween.
I'm going to be on holidays for Halloween. I always do a killer costume.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I'm going to manage that this year, but
I know this sounds crazy, but that crossed my mind the other day.
it's a serious worry.
I thought to myself, what is this girl going to do?
People are concerned.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, not an option.
You're going to bring the seagull costume to Mexico?
We'll see. That's why it's in the goals. Speaking of Mexico, goal 2, parlay many words of Espanol in the Central American country of Mexico this month, branching out from the generic gracias and por favor into the more advanced phrases of donde está la biblioteca and mi nombre es Ashley. Use some more Spanish words.
Very good.
And finally, my third goal is reignite needlework and increase production of knitted goods, including the completion of a blanket I commenced in Q4 2022. Begin a knitted vest, cat-sized scarf and hat, and knitted scrunchies.
Amazing.
Again, overdoing it, pal.
Yeah. Oh, damn it. I was too specific.
You're way too specific. You need to go vague.
Next time we strive to bring you our... I look back at our Q4 goals at the start of Q4.
2025.
At the start of Q1.
That's weird.
That was terrifying.
That was terrifying. Right, you're on Spin.
This week on the show, we're teaming up with Super Value. We want to celebrate dinner time well spent.
Yeah, don't waste dinner time eating mediocre food. Make yours a dinner time well spent with the best fresh ingredients and expertly prepared meals from Super Value.
I actually kind of love that our family and friends are involved in this all this week.
It's been a laugh.
I think it's good crack, yeah. Orla is on. What are you up to this morning, Orla?
I'm actually off to work. I clean houses while my kids are in school.
Oh, fair play to you.
That's very nice. That's
I bet your
job.
House is sparkling, is it?
It does be when there's nobody in the house.
I know.
What's your least favourite thing to clean, Orla?
Up after me dog.
Good
answer.
Great answer.
I always say though, honestly, you must be fit as a fiddle. It's grueling work to go from house to house like that, isn't it?
It is, but I actually enjoy it. I'm a weirdo. I like cleaning.
No, that's deadly.
I really think it's a great job for people who love cleaning.
And what do you do? Do you listen to like the radio? Do you listen to a podcast? Do you listen to music? What do you do?
Podcast, yes. Your podcast and then like True Crime Podcast.
Our podcast. podcast. Oh, thank you so much.
The light and shade.
Yes. And come here. Really quick question for you. Do you ever go into a house and be like, how do they live like this?
No, not really.
No. Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
because everybody cleans before the cleaner comes.
Oh, yeah, what is do. With that? It's so funny, isn't it?
Listen, we'd absolutely love to sort you out with a €200 super value voucher. You're trying to figure out who this person is talking about. Is it myself, Dave, or Aisling? Have a listen to the clip again.
They eat jellies, they eat fit foods. If it doesn't go in the air fryer, they don't really want to know about it. If it's brown, they'll shove it down. They consider billy roll to be a meal. Vegetables, more like dairy lunchables.
Orla, who do you think they're talking about?
That's definitely Dave.
Yeah, and who do you think the would you have any idea who the person talking about Dave is?
Is that his housemate?
Yes, it is, my housemate. Begins with
Brian.
Oh, no. Close. It's Ben.
Ben.
Oh, Ben.
You did. I mean, let's see if you're right.
It's Ben, Dave's housemate.
Yay! Thank you.
Super value voucher to you. That is handy out, Orla.
Really nice. Yeah.
That might be the worst thing deadly. Anyone's
that's
ever said.
That's taken a lot of weight off my shoulders this week.
Oh, brilliant, Pet. That's good. It's grand to get the whole grocery shop done in one lash and take the pressure off.
I still think it's one of the worst things that anyone's ever said to me was he considers billy roll a meal. Beck and love billy roll.
Orla, have a fantastic day. Thanks so much for listening
you
to us.
You too.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
I never had Orla. Billy roll.
You've never had Billy
roll? Never had Billy roll.
I was going to say, sure, like you're a vegetarian now. So.
I know. And I never had it.
You really missed
back in my good old days.
So good. You just have that, you'd poke out the little eyes and then you'd poke out the mouth. My put it on your face.
My housemate Emer is such a Billy Roll stan. To this day is such a Billy Roll stan that if she really wants to treat herself, and this doesn't happen very often anymore, she would go to the shop, buy a packet of Billy Roll and have it eaten before she gets home.
I would do the same.
And that is it. Like, instead of going to shopping, like, I'll get a packet of crisps.
So
how many slices in a packet?
Five or six.
Ten.
Wow.
It depends, yeah. It's unbelievable, her love for Billy Roll.
Whole world I don't know about.
And you probably never will if you stick veggie.
Do you know how I could have come in yesterday?
You said the other day that you were like home at like 6 in the morning or something.
Yeah, I literally, my flight landed at 5:15 and I'm not joking you. I walked up the stairs to my apartment at pretty much the exact time.
You'd be walking
I
down
I would
it.
Walk down the stairs to go to work.
And yeah. Do you think after the big flight you would have been up for it?
Do you know what? I think because I knew I didn't have to work, I slept really well. The journey back and the bus like wasn't stressful. It was really relaxed. And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, I actually could have made it into work. Well, but I wonder if I had have actually been going in, would I have been really stressed?
Yeah.
And also, joke's on you though, because you could have kept an annual leave day, you silly monkey.
Oh, but it was lovely.
Was it?
Oh, it was lovely. I was thinking, there they are doing the cash machine. I'm off to bed.
Stay where you are. Michaela is on the way, kicking off 10 spin hits in a row, and we'll catch you back here when you wake up tomorrow from 7.
See ya.
See ya.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.